is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All right, we're going to talk about a historical woman in this next segment. The actor Philip Cherry is in my dining room at the Mary George Miners MGM Studios dining room table. Good to see you. This is the real MGM studio.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure being here.
Named after my sweet wife you just met a few minutes ago. And who's the guilty party in terms of spoiling my dog? Did you just hear both sides of that? You're not going to take sides, are you?
Well, no, I'm...
It's her. She has spoiled that baby. David Thurman also joining us at the MGM Studios. David, good to see you.
Good to see you, Terry.
Welcome. You two have been friends 30 years or so, I understand.
Yes, sir.
But you have a connection, Philip, to Henrietta Helm, a pioneering teacher. Tell me about her. I've lived here my whole life, and I'm unfamiliar with her story.
Well, Terry, let me begin by saying, when I was a young child growing up on Cedar Street in Louisville, there was a bookcase in our living room, a piano also, an upright piano. And as a child, this bookcase was always locked. And I would stand there and look in the bookcase and wonder about the books my entire youth life growing up, because my grandmother would not let any of us put our fingers on the books.
Wow.
And also in my family, when you began to walk, you began to learn to play the piano, because my grandmother also taught us how to play the piano. This piano belonged to Henrietta Helm. The bookcase and all the books also belong to Henrietta Helm, who was our great-great aunt. She was born in 1865, and she was born on the Beauchamp plantation. And
is that in Louisville?
No, it's near Bardstown.
Okay, in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, and she was named originally Henrietta Beauchamp, because the slaves that were born there were given the last name of the slave owners. Mm. So that was my first connection with the books. I always wondered about those books. So here's what happened, Terry. My grandmother died in 1972, and then the books were left to my mother. And then we moved, and the books were taken out of the bookcase and put into we had also a trunk of Henrietta Helm's full of books. And so my mother died in 1985. God rest her soul. She was a great lady. Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, I went back to my mother's house and started, you know, arranging things and looking through boxes. And I found, once again, the books that I had seen all of my childhood. And I was like, wow, here they are.
And I'm allowed to touch them.
I'm going to look in here. And I opened the trunk, and I saw Portland Colored Evening School ledger, complete with names, addresses, occupations of people who attended the school. And I looked at the date on there. It was in the 1882, I believe. And I'm like, wow, I've never heard of this school. I wonder if anybody in Portland knows about this school. I've never heard of it. So at that time, I was education director and teacher at Walden Theater. I was teaching acting there. And so I took some of the books to Nancy Niles Sexton, who at that time was the producer of Walden Theater. And I shared with her my relationship with the books. And she said, wow, Phil, she said, you should take these books to the museum. And we're going to put together a play about Henrietta Helm. And so at that time, I was so excited. And my daughter and I took these books and loaned them to the Portland Museum in 1989. My daughter was 11 years old. She was also a student at Walden Theater. And so we put together a play called The Portland Colored Evening School. It was written by Valerie Smith, who was a playwright in residence at Actors Theater at that time. Also, she was working with Walden Theater young playwrights with Nancy Sexton and myself. So we approached Valerie about writing the play. She wrote the play, wonderful play called The Portland Colored Evening School. My daughter played a role in it. In fact, she played her grandmother, Lottie Black. That was special.
Yeah.
And we toured this play twice at the Portland Museum. Both times the play was performed. It was performed at the Portland Museum. And so these books, I've been emotionally attached to these books my whole life, and this whole story of Henrietta Helm. Once the books were on loan to the museum, I thought, wow, this is where they need to be, the Portland Museum, because the school is about two blocks from the museum on Lytle Street.
There's still a building standing?
No, there's a little small park there now.
Okay.
But it's right across the street from what used to be the Portland Baptist Church, because I attended there with my relatives also when I was a kid. So I remember all of this quite well, the geography and all that of the Portland School. And so to get back to the books, Terry, these books were the books that she actually used to teach. Now, Henrietta Helm was hired by the Jefferson County Public Schools when she was 17 years old to be teacher and principal at the Portland Colored Evening School. If she had any formal training education at all, it was at a freedman school, because she was born in 1865, right after, you know, she was one of the first,
right,
you know, students to enter actually into the school system after slavery. So she was hired to teach and to be principal of the Portland Colored Evening School. School was located at 28th and Lytle Street, had 155 students in total. There was one room. There were no gymnasium, no running water of any kind. It did not have fixed desks. There was no cooking equipment. There was no school library except for the books that she had that we have. It was not lighted, and it was heated by a stove. There was an outhouse out back. And
sorry about that. That's my kid.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this story has that effect on people and animals. I mean, it's just...
They start to bark.
That's right.
That's right.
People bark. That's right. So, yeah, so, you know, this is very important history for Louisville.
You bet.
And so I was so excited about the books being where they needed to be. I was so excited about the play. We also received a grant from Bill Gates in 1986, in which case we put together a one-room school at Roosevelt Perry Elementary School. The kids there that participated in that program did all the research work that we have here on Henrietta Helm for a solid year. John Gage was involved in it, who's a local singer, songwriter, folk artist, very dear friend of mine. He wrote a song called The Ballad of Henrietta Helm. I was involved. I taught the kids poetry. I went through the books that Henrietta Helm used. They were basically being educated from the same books, you know, in the same way that Henrietta Helm taught in the one-room school for a solid year. All this material then moved to the Portland Museum. Natalie Andrews was the museum's director and curator at that time. She put together an amazing project with Henrietta Helm where all the books were on display. They even had a cardboard cutout of Henrietta Helm. The information that the kids had discovered were in the weekly readers that the school that went out to all the schools. And so I'm thankful to Bill Gates for his participation in helping us fund that for a solid year. And we brought in artists from the community, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
All right, let's jump to today. Is there there's a banner that's up now?
It is a mural.
Mural.
And the mural is the photograph that they used in the mural is one of my photographs, which was at the Portland Museum. And I would like to thank the Brown family also. They're the ones who sponsored that mural. The artists are out of New York, and it was just a very prideful moment for myself, for the family. The mural is on the Republic Building at 5th and Muhammad Ali. I took my grandkids down there over the weekend, and I was, you know, just full of pride as I talked about, you know, who Henrietta Helm was and what she stood for. And the drive and determination that it must have taken to be put in that position at 17 years
old. Imagine that, yeah. 17 years
and,
old.
Terry, her students were from 14 to 60.
Wow.
Most of them were adults because they were had to work during the day, and that's why they put together this school also to help the ones that had, and some of them were fresh out of slavery, you know, and didn't have, needed to be
clearly
educated, didn't know how to read and write and do arithmetic and all that. So it was a very important position for a young 17-year-old woman to have.
Talking with actor Philip Cherry. He's going to join us again in about 25 minutes. We're going to tell a little bit more about this and a special Juneteenth celebration that's coming up that we'll do after the bottom of the hour. It's good to have you here, Philip.
Thank you,
and
Terry.
And thanks for bringing some family history to this.
Well,
it's important Louisville history.
I'm honored. Thank you.
All right. Back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Actor Philip Cherry's in my home studio here at the Mary George Miners Dining Room Table. We also refer to as MGM Studios. Philip, you were telling a story about a relative of yours back in the 1800s, Henrietta Helm, a pioneering teacher. She had the Portland Colored School. And she was the principal and everything at age 17. I mean, that was an unbelievable story.
17, Terry. Can
that's some
imagine?
Pressure.
Yes, she was born in 1865, which was, you know, shortly after President Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But as we all know, slavery didn't end then. So imagine, Terry, a classroom that's crowded with students from age 14 to 60. Once again, the building that they gathered in did not have a gym, an auditorium, a library, or electricity. And the classroom was located, the classroom was heated rather by a stove. So what it took, the drive and determination that Henrietta had to go in that classroom every day under those circumstances, in those conditions, and teach her students is just off the scale in my mind.
Sure.
And so when the books were loaned to the Portland Museum, I felt like this is obviously the place where they need to be.
It's and in the neighborhood.
To this day, I feel like that's where that they need to be. However, there seems to be a situation at the museum where they have either lost some of the books and photographs and artifacts of Henrietta Helm, or they can't discover where they are. The only thing that the museum is saying that they have is the ledger that I spoke of that has all the students' names, ages, and addresses and occupations. They have that. The other things that I know that were there, and a lot of other people, because they were in a museum, a lot of people saw them, they can't seem to find. So that's a point of concern for me.
And, I'd say so. Those are family artifacts. They're irreplaceable.
They are irreplaceable for our family, but also for this community, you know, for the Portland community and for the general population in Louisville. This is local history that people need to be told. Now you have a situation where Henrietta Helm's image is on the side of the Republic Building downtown. And people, when you go downtown and you look at all the other people's images are on the buildings, you pretty much know who they are. You pretty much know something about who those individuals are and what their contributions were to this community. Mm-hmm. People don't know that about Henrietta Helm. She's only been on Google for 3 months. Where you could put her name in Google and actually get some information. So I'm personally going to put together a children's book, an early childhood education book on Henrietta Helm. Also, I would like to begin the process of working on a documentary that tells her story from beginning to end. The story that I know, that I've shared with you, I would like to put it together so that the kids in the community can understand what it takes to be successful. If you set goals for yourself, and you work every day towards achieving that, anything's possible. And Henrietta Helm was certainly a goal-oriented person.
You betcha. And you know that from your mother through your grandmother, great-grandmother, and on you go.
That's right. And also, Terry, my mother's name was Henrietta. She was named after Henrietta Helm. So, yes, thank you.
God rest her soul, too.
God
all right.
rest her soul.
Juneteenth is on the way. Obviously, this has to do with the emancipation.
Yes.
That you're correct. It took a long time for all this to, for the messaging to get out that slavery had ended in whatever capacity. And so now you're part of a project on June 18th and 19th at 3900 West Broadway or 39th and Broadway.
Yes.
What's happening with this Juneteenth celebration on the way?
Well, I'm very excited about this opportunity, Terry. First of all, it's been over a year since I've had the opportunity to perform in a live theater piece here in Louisville or anywhere as far as that goes. So I'm thankful for that opportunity. Next thing I'm thankful of is that we need to understand the journey that we've been on. This play examines that in a very unique way, beginning with the Middle Passage. And it also looks at all of the choices and all the things that has happened to the black male. It's called Anatomy of the Black Man. And it's written by Estella Majozzo. And she was a full-time professor at the University of Louisville. And she's a noted writer. This work is one that will bring a particular attention and focus also to what's going on today, the violence and the things that the youth are experiencing nowadays is unimaginable. And with if we keep this in mind and keep examining this and using theater as a perfect tool to look at things and to examine a particular situation, I play the lead role in the play. My character's name is Professor Jamal Jackson. And Jamal, and it's set up, the premise is that I'm doing a lecture. So everyone in the audience is the students are a part of the lecture. There are four people in the cast. And we look at the anatomy of the black man in both the physical sense. And we also talk about the challenges that the black man has had. And it also is called the MF syndrome. And when you say MF syndrome, people think, hey, what's that MF thing about? You know, but it's actually the missing father syndrome. So we bring it full circle at the end and we talk about that particular set of circumstances where in many families, unfortunately, the father is not there. And when the father is not in the family, then the children will flail, looking for a better understanding of the world and of their community.
They find structure somewhere.
Yes, and when they do, oftentimes it's not
right.
You know, they'll find family out in the street.
Right,
you know.
And people think that that's a slam against single moms, and it's not.
No,
we're
not
talking
at all.
About
not
just
at all.
General structure in society and growth.
That's
and
right.
The maturation of the male.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Philip, you're a fascinating guy.
Well, thank you, Terry.
I love talking to you. How do people find their way to your show on June 18th and 19th?
It's free and open to the public. And when you come down Broadway and get near 39th Street, there will be a lot going on down there both days as we are celebrating Juneteenth and Black Lives Matter.
So glad to see you again.
Thank you.
It's called Anatomy of the Black Man and the MF Syndrome, and that is June 18th and 19th, 3:30 in the afternoon, 39th and Broadway. Great to see you, Philip.
Thank you, Terry. Great being here with you as well.
Back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.